Back Pocket presents Golden Nuggets. There are golden nuggets in every podcast we do. Here are our three golden nuggets. Enjoy.
Man, we got to get to a segment, man. Let's get the segments coming back here. This is a big deal. So Walter Bond this week, what you guys will find out is he loves, absolutely loves, comparing animals to people.
And one in particular, sharks. Walter Bond is a shark, but he is also a suckerfish. He knows the difference. And I'm going to keep it at that for now, because once we get to that interview, that conversation we had, you guys are going to become a shark and a suckerfish. But that made me think. That made me reflect a little bit. What is the back pocket?
Yeah, we really need to unpack what animal, what spirit animal does the back pocket most emulate? And to be honest with you, we're thinking on our toes right now. I really want to know what we are.
This might be taking a reach here. I don't know if this is exactly it, but maybe a hippopotamus, because they're just ferocious in maintaining their species, right? They don't get killed very often. And at the same time, they're vegetarians. They're not out here to kill other species. They're not carnivorous.
They're not trying to dominate.
No, they're not top of the food chain in regards to being a carnivore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what we're trying to do on the back pocket. But we're also ready to, we don't know how to handle every situation. I'm guaranteeing a hippo, they're big size. They're not ready for squeaking into tiny little spots. But they're going to surely try and get their food if that's what comes to it.
I like this. I really like this. First off, I've never seen a hippopotamus die. So that's one thing that, like,
and we're not going to die.
Great,
back pocket.
Yeah, great point on that. Hippopotamus never die. They live for longevity. So when I think of hippopotamus, I think of them being in water, and I think about having their head just poked out above the water level.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this, because now I'm thinking with the iceberg method. So hippopotamus, you see its nose and its eyes, and you get the facade of, you recognize that this is a hippopotamus, but underneath you have its heart, its legs, its tail, its, you know, its entire torso, and that's the engine that keeps that thing going, that keeps it afloat, that just motivates it, but keeps the whole operation ahead.
So when comparing that to the ice pack, it's perfect, because you see on YouTube our 16 gigabyte file, and you see it's a full hour 40 podcast on YouTube, but you have no idea how it got there in the process.
That's right.
You don't understand the size of the hippopotamus underneath the water, whether it's a baby hippopotamus or if it's an actual adult female protecting its young.
Yo, or you don't realize that this hippopotamus, if it got going running or swimming, that it could has an insane amount of closing speed, and that it will protect and dominate whenever necessary. And I think that's one thing that the marketing interns that really know us recognize. They are now seeing us go to three podcasts in 1 week. Three podcasts. Like, to me, that's crazy to think that we were barely putting out one.
Struggling
to put out one.
Oh, my goodness.
Struggling to put
out
one.
Early on. Absolutely.
It was tough to, like, make that weekly commitment.
And then 10 weeks in a row, we threw out two podcasts.
Yeah, 10 podcasts in a row now, or 10 weeks in a row, we've thrown out two podcasts.
A week.
Now you're telling me we're going to go three podcasts, and now no one has an excuse not to listen to us, is pretty much what we're getting at here. You have an hour-long podcast for the committed heavy hitter podcast listeners. You have the 30-minute quick hitter for, you know, someone that can only thinks that they can only listen to a podcast for 30 minutes. And then now we're tapping into a new market for the people that love the quick hitters. You know, the ones that can only commit 7 minutes.
We're multifaceted. The hippopotamus is ultra savvy in the water, but they're also ultra savvy on land, because no one is going to mess with them. And no one is messing with back pocket right now.
Boom.
You can try. We would love for you to mess with us, and we'll learn from it, and we'll just adapt and take on the next situation. Figure it out, adjust, and go like a hippopotamus.
Absolutely. Hippos never die, man.
All right, dude.
Love it.
I just pulled that out of left field. I think we accomplished something there.
Yo, we crushed that. That was awesome.
We
preach a message of ordinary people with extraordinary passions. And you were at the U of M and you were another basketball player, another college basketball player. And you saw, you said, I want to play in the NBA. Coach Haskins, what can I do to get there? And that made your extraordinary passion achievable, because then he gave you learning lessons and attributes to say, this is what you need to do to go after it. I mean, how cool is that? Having someone in your life to bridge that gap. And that's kind of another thing that we're trying to do. Someone like you coming onto our show and helping our listeners bridge the gap into making an ordinary person have extraordinary passion. So Walter, thank you for that message. I mean, it's a continuous learning process to grow. And you learned quickly from high school what you needed to do into college. And then you took what you did in college and you learned, and you're like, I need to be better. And you took it into the NBA. How did you, I want to know how you're taking that into the motivational speaking, because you're motivating the hell out of me. And I know Declan can say the same. So what were some of those things that you took from your high school career, from your high school career, then college career and NBA, and then put that into a market and try to push that onto an audience?
Well, you know, it's really simple. You know, I learned mindset. You know, I learned how to have ultimate confidence. You know, when I think about when I left high school, I was so freaking confident. Let me rephrase that. I was arrogant. Okay. And I think there's a difference between being extremely confident and arrogant. When you're arrogant, you think you're there. You think you've arrived, you know? I mean, you don't even think about working because you just think you're that dude or you're that chick. When I got to college, I never lost my confidence, but I lost my arrogance. And I realized, like, there's nothing wrong with being confident, but you better not cross that line into arrogance, because that's how you get stuck. And people that don't want to improve, the real underlying factor is that they think they're fine. I'm good. I don't need to get better. And that is a lie. That's a fallacy. We all got to get better. We all have to arrive. But the mindset of being the best, the mindset of understanding process, the mindset of pursuing principles. Take your money and invest in you. Because if you invest in you, remember this, money is currency, which means current, like a river, is designed to flow. If you spend your money in a way that it will flow back to you, isn't that wisdom? See, if you go and invest your money at Capital Grill, it doesn't flow back. You just give it to Capital Grill and it disappears. I take my money and I invest in me. And as a result, the current of that money is reinvested in me. So I'll spend $150, but I'll get $10,000 back. I'll spend $10,000 on me and I'll get $1 million back. I once went to a training in London because there was this concept that helps speakers really connect with the audience better. I spent $10,000 to go to the training. You know what people told me? Dude, that's too expensive. What in the heck? Would you pay $10,000 and go away to London? I turned that $10,000 training into millions of dollars, because once I invested that $10,000 in me, I got the lesson, I got the information, and that was a part of who I am. So I literally took $10,000, invested in me, and all of a sudden I've converted that into millions of dollars. So you got to invest in you through information too. Here's another way you use your money to get access to the right people. Ladies and gentlemen, when my NBA career ended, I joined a country club. My wife came into my office. I had no money coming in. I hung around NBA ball players. I hung around Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Karl Malone, John Stockton. But basketball's over. I'm a business guy, so I need new business friends. And I joined a country club in Medina, Minnesota. And I went to this country club, and I got around successful business people. I used the money for information and access. And I sat there and heard successful business people talk. And all of a sudden, I heard this one business guy say, it didn't cost me a lot of money. It was only $50,000. I was like, what? I was an NBA ball player. I was like, $50,000 is a lot of money. But in his mind, in his mindset, in this country club environment, $50,000 was not a lot of money. And I started going home. My wife would ask me questions. I had no money coming in because my NBA career was over. Well, what are we going to do about life insurance? What are we going to do about mortgage? What are we going to do about the car note? And I would say, you know, it's not a lot of money. It's only $2,000. Not a lot of money, only $2,500. And initially, she kind of looked at me. Who are you? And I just kept saying it because I kept getting influenced by the country club. And let me tell you something, $50,000 is not a lot of money. I can say that now because I use money to gain access to information and the right people.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Golden Nuggets. If you want to watch this version of Golden Nuggets, go onto YouTube and search the Back Pocket Podcast. You'll go under that channel and you'll be able to find everything you need. If you want to read the Golden Nuggets, go to yourbackpockets.com. That's with an S, yourbackpockets.com. And go under the tab blog, because that's where you'll be able to read it. If you want to interact with us, go on to social media, the Back Pocket Podcast on Instagram or on Twitter, _the Back Pocket. You know the drill. Interact with us. We love your interaction. Take care.